What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation. I am joined today by an incredibly influential, very important guy. This is someone that you all probably already know. His family is the founders of Custom Business Solutions, better known as CBS or CBS North Star, where he serves as the COO. He has been in this industry forever. He is also the founder of the Restaurant Technology Guys, and like me, he subscribes to the four F's in life that make us happiest, which are faith, family, friends, and food. Yeah. So, Jeremy, welcome to Give an Ovation, man.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's been fun to get to know you over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and by the way, if anyone does want to know, he cooks a mean Wagyu. We went to a Korean barbecue, or I guess what
sushi.
Sushi, but they, yeah. but they brought out like a super hot stone and this A5 Japanese Wagyu, and Jeremy was the one to cook it for us. Perfect.
Fantastic. So
there may be a couple of people out there who aren't familiar with CBS North Star. Can you share a little bit about what you guys do?
Absolutely. So as Zach said, I've been in the restaurant business for, I don't know, close to 30 years now. And started in restaurants serving and you know, busing and those kind of things, and ultimately went into restaurant technology. And I've been in restaurant technology since the mid-90s. And we started as a reseller of some point of sale technology in the space, and then ultimately built our own, thus the name North Star, and that's the name of our brand and our product that we've got in the market. We serve restaurants all over the country and some even internationally.
That's super cool. And customers, your customers love you. I mean, you guys just do such a good job of not just the technology side of things, but in the service side of things. And the thing I like about you and your dad and the whole company is that you guys play the long game.
Absolutely.
It's not like, hey, we need to win this deal this week, like do whatever it takes. You guys are really about building relationships. So I'd love to just get your business philosophy on relationships. I think that's so important and translates well, not just for tech companies listening, but for restaurants thinking about their guests.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because I try and impart it to our team often. And as you and I have talked about kind of leading teams and leading our businesses, it's constantly trying to educate them on how you would do it if you're not there. And so it's, at the end of the day, it's a very, very large industry, but it's a very, very small industry. Yeah. And I've come to recognize that even though there's, you know, estimated 700,000 restaurants in the United States, and that's not including the international ones, at the end of the day, everybody talks to everybody. You and I have been at a couple trade shows recently at that dinner. Everybody knows everybody, especially in the mid-tier to the enterprise space. And so you've got to do it well. You've got to take care of people. You've got to exit well. Even when you don't win the deal, you've got to exit well, because they're going to remember that the next time that they leave, because they're going to move. And, you know, you go burn a bridge somewhere, it's going to come back to bite you. And so as I've learned from my young age all the way through, treat people well. Treat people well, treat them as you would want to be treated, you know, the golden rule of, you know, treat others as you would want to be treated. And so we do that. Also, the other thing that I would say that we shoot to do is constantly add value to their business, even if they're not writing a check to you. I don't ever want to be held out with, the only reason that you gave me this opportunity, or you told me about this brand, is because you're making money on it. I want it to be because it's the best solution for that customer. And if we're not the right solution, I'd love to figure out how to help them get the right solution for their business at the time.
Yeah. Now, exit. What was it? How did you specify that? Exit what? Exit well?
Exit well. Even if you're not going to win the deal, exit well. Exit with dignity, exit with respect, and treat the people the way that you would want to be treated. And you're not going to win every deal, but we're going to live to fight again. And at the same time, they're going to be somewhere else, or they're going to have influence over another conversation. We, a very, very true story. We had a very large casual dining brand that we lost the opportunity. he has been a reference for two other customers because of the way we treated him, even though he's in the process of rolling out other point of sale solutions, because he said, you know what, you guys were fantastic. I just didn't think you were right for this business at this time, but you guys are right for a lot of other businesses. And I'd love to take a reference call for you and how you guys interacted with us, which is an interesting case study, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, what if it's like, if I was like dating again, I'd be like, hey, can you talk to my ex-girlfriend as a reference? Because she was great, but we just weren't great together.
Yeah. Right? And it was funny because he said it to us as we were leaving. I mean, he called me, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was sitting at my daughter's soccer practice and he called me on my cell phone. He goes, you're going to get an email tomorrow morning that says, we're not moving forward with you guys. And first and foremost, I'm sorry. Second, I'll be a reference for you and your company anytime. I just don't think you're right for our business at this present time. Maybe that'll change in the future. And to your point, we've been doing this for a really long time and we've got lots of people that come back 3, 5, 10 years later and go, you know what, you weren't right. Tell me where you're at now and then let's move forward.
Interesting. Yeah, because I mean, truly, if you think about it, like in relationships, right? I am friends with all of my exes, save the couple that I proposed to, right? Because that just, you cross a line, you can't go back to friendship. Yep. But the thing is that we dated because they liked who I was and I liked who they were. And it just, it's okay that it doesn't work out, right?
Absolutely.
I love orange juice. I love chocolate milk. You're not going to put the two together and that's okay. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, and I think to your point, and you said it towards the second half of your question, is restaurant brands need to remember these same principles. Because you know what? Treating your guests poorly at the end of the day, if they had a bad experience, regardless of what you think you did or you didn't do, they at the end of the day had a bad experience. When you were on my show, we talked about that and how many people that ultimately impacts. So figuring out how to exit well in a way that's appropriate for that guest, if and when they have a bad experience, because you know you're going to fail from time to time. You know, as a restaurant, the food's not going to come out of the kitchen the way you want it to. You're going to have a bad service experience. You're going to have a server that had a bad day, or a manager or a bartender that's not doing their best work on that day, because we deal with humans. At the end of the day, you've got to figure out how to exit well from that guest, because there's no opportunity if you don't exit well to ever get back in there.
And, you know, a lot of people say we deal with humans, but quite frankly, a lot of us have seen that video of the robot dropping the dishes. Even if we got robots, there's still going to be mistakes.
There's still going to be failures.
Exactly. I mean, look at vending machines. I just got charged $7.20 because I tapped my credit card on a vending machine. I made a purchase and it didn't go through. And I was like, oh, something went wrong. So I clicked the button again, didn't go through. And I got charged for two drinks, right?
Yep.
And that happened to me a week ago, and I'm still furious about it. But the whole concept is, even with robots, right, things are always going to go wrong. And absolutely, a lot of people look at that, and what they think, Julian, is like, oh, man, I got to be perfect. And the thing I like to tell people is that true loyalty and building that relationship, it's not about perfection. It's about connection. Mm-hmm. And when we realize that, when we realize that we have an opportunity to win back this guest, for you, it might be 3 years later. For that guest, it might be 3 weeks later, 3 days absolutely later. And for you, it's a very high amount. For a guest, it's going to be a burger. But the principles remain the same, regardless of a point of sale, a burger, a relationship, a vending machine, because we're all humans, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that even the stories that we remember oftentimes are those stories of failure that get redeemed. When you go to a movie, oftentimes it's the redemption story that you want to see. The husband that messed up that made it right with his wife, the guy that lost the game but came back and made a difference in the coach's life later, or whatever those things might be. And I think people are looking for that in the world. They understand that you're going to not be perfect. While they would love to have the perfect meal, while they'd love to have the perfect A5 Wagyu cooked on a hot stone at a place in Las Vegas, they also understand that you may mess up from time to time. And when you do, they want to give you the opportunity to recover and do it well. And they oftentimes will talk about that as much as they will talk about anything.
And because I truly believe, I think you and I are similar in this, I truly believe that humans are good people. Like, we want to be good. We want to do well. Mm-hmm. There's scar tissue that gets added on as the years go on. But at the heart, we all want to be good. Like all those the people out there posting these one-star reviews, it's not because they hate you. It's not because they want to hurt you. A lot of times it's because they want to feel heard.
Yep.
And that's what it comes down to. And so, speaking of the guest experience, Jeremy, what do you think is the most important aspect of guest experience nowadays?
I think it's connection. I think at the end of the day, I think it's connection. I think it's connection to the brand. I think it's connection to the experience. I think it's connection to what it is that you're offering of value to that customer. Again, you and I have talked about it on different side conversations not being recorded, but brands get experienced in different ways. Some people, it's driving home from soccer practice and they've got to get the kids through the line quickly, and being able to get the food out the window quickly to them is critical to what they're doing. Others, they want to go on a date night with their wife and they want a very, very good experience. But it's connection to getting what I expected from that brand is what creates the loyalty. And when I don't, how did I recover well? You know, So people are paying for value. They're paying for some experience within your brand. And again, for some, it's the quick, some it's the foodie side, some it's a date night and something special. I'm sure you've had an experience where you showed up and you put into your reservation that it's your anniversary and they came out with a free dessert that said happy anniversary. That creates a memorable experience. You added value as a brand to that guest because they felt heard. They felt seen. They felt like me putting in, it's my anniversary, it's my 20-year anniversary or 15-year anniversary. The fact that they walk up and say happy anniversary and then bring you a dessert at the end. Real life experience. I was with my son. He asked to go to a nationally recognized brand for lunch for his birthday a couple of weeks ago with a couple of friends. And they came out without even asking. They had asked earlier, oh, what are you guys here for? You know, just in small talk conversation. And they turned into, for this 15-year-old's birthday, a very memorable experience because they came out with a sparkling candle on a piece of chocolate cake. And he didn't ask for it. Nobody had to make it awkward. And now he's telling all of his friends about how awesome that is, showing them the selfie that he took in front of the candle.
That's cool, right? I mean, and little things, I tell people this all the time, the little things matter because it's easy to fake the big things.
Yep.
It's really hard to fake the little things. And so the little things, ironically, carry the most weight. You know, I think of, I was flying, you know, I fly Delta all the time. And when I, last time I was flying, I was sitting down and the stewardess walked up to me and said, Mr. Oates. And I was like, oh, yes. She goes, thank you for flying with us so much. Can I get you a drink on the house? Now, I don't drink, but I really appreciated that. And then I actually saw something that like was kind of interesting on her app. Mm-hmm. It said this seat, Zach Oates. And then it said, here's an interesting thing. It said, how was your experience with Zach? And then she gave me 5 stars. Now, I wasn't supposed to see that on her app, but like, I was just curious. And so the reason I bring that up is because, yes, I get that we're in it's hard with employees. It's hard to find really good people. That doesn't mean you can't Tony Stark your people. That doesn't mean you can't leverage technology to help them become superheroes. And now this stewardess, what did she have to do? Open up her app and it told her what to do. And she greeted me and then she rated me. Yep. And I thought that that was a really cool experience of that like reverse, but just the opportunity to leverage technology without removing the human touch. Because at the end of the day, you can't take humans out of hospitality. You can take humans out of a restaurant, but you can't take humans out of hospitality, right?
Yep. Well, and even if you go back to our business, like people wouldn't, I've got 2 phone calls today with customers that we have done business with. One, we have not taken a dollar of business from this person in close to 20 years, but I saw him at a recent trade show and he is going to take the appointment and say, how can I figure out how to help you guys earn your business because you've helped me so many times? Because over the last 20 years, he's called me 6 times and said, I need a little bit of help with this technology provider. Can you get me in? I need help with this. Can you help me get, you know, I'm trying to solve this business challenge. And I never took a dollar from him or, you know, his brands at the time over the last 20 years. But now he's coming back saying, I know that there's an opportunity. There's a second one we've got in a couple hours where he literally gets on the phone and our sales rep looks at me and goes, how did you do that? I said, he goes, I just need to figure out how to give you guys money. Figure out how to sell me something because you've added so much value to my life. I need to figure out how to give you money, which to me goes back to the exact same thing that we want to be doing in the restaurant business. How do we overextend what it is that we can do to add so much value to their lives that they are almost wishing that they can give us more money, because at the end of the day, we've offered them so much more than they expected.
That is so funny.
Yeah. No, he literally says it. My sales rep texts me on the site. He goes, "What did you do?" I'm like, "I literally have just," he asked for help, and I point him to people that can help him with the industry, within the industry. And I accelerated this guy's career so much so that he's like, "I need to figure out how to do business with you guys." And I'm grateful for it, but it's because we've continued to make deposits in the bank of creating an experience, back to what you guys do at Ovation, to create an experience that is remarkable and in a way that they want to come back.
But one thing that I do have to say, though, is that for the interactions I've seen with you and your team and your dad, it's like, this is not, and just to be clear, listeners, like, Jeremy is not doing these things to make deposits in the bank so that he could cash them out sometime.
Absolutely not.
It is so genuine. And it's like, you know, people like you, people like Sean Walchef, right? Where they're just like, I want to give. And here's the, when you take that long-term approach,
yep,
sure, you might win, you might lose a couple along the way, but you'll always win in the long run. There may Absolutely. Be people who can sprint faster, but you get to the end line better and healthier, and you get there. And not everybody does when you're just looking for that short sprint.
And it's funny that you say that. Sean helped me when I started my podcast, because Sean had already been in this world. And while he was using competing products, I still see Sean and I talk with him on a regular basis, either via social media, via text, or at trade shows. Same thing with Jensen Cummings, same kind of guy. Like, he's just constantly giving and trying to help each other out. And so I know you're doing some work with both of those guys on a different podcast, but they are givers. And I love that concept of, let's just continue to give. I don't give in, you know, and again, we both have a level of faith. I don't give in a way that I'm expecting a return immediately. I'm giving because it's the right thing to do, because I want to help see humanity and people continue to succeed. And just by the nature of that, it turns into results for us in the long term.
Love that. Now, what are some successful tactics that you've seen or tried lately, either in the tech space or things that you've seen some of your clients do?
In the tech space, I mean, for me, it's as much about staying connected. It's about being present. I mean, it was really, really tough through COVID the last couple of years because you weren't as present with those people. But as you would share, experiencing us inside of a brand with customers that are existing customers or previous customers or whatever, you can see the level of genuine connection that we have with people. And again, I would say staying in front of those people. I think there's lots of technology out there that, you know, listen to my show, listen to a whole bunch of the people that you talk with. There's ways you can stay connected to your guests more than ever before. CDPs and just different ways with loyalty and tools like Ovation, you guys can continue to stay connected. And so I find that to be that human-to-human connection, to understand what it is. It's not all about this. Everything is digital. Use the digital to enable the human side of it, no different than your Delta experience just a few minutes ago that you said.
And yeah, and I think I love that. I think it's just so awesome to think about the perfect synergy between tech and humans. And I really think Tony Stark, to me, is, I'm not a superhero guy, but I love the idea that he's mm-hmm. a guy who wants to do good and he's got no superpowers in and of himself.
Yep.
Right. But he's leveraged technology to magnify the things that he wants to do and the good that he wants to put out there. And so, speaking Absolutely. Of other people that are doing good, who deserves an ovation in the restaurant industry? Who's someone that we should be following?
I'm saying, besides you and your team, and I half-heartedly tease, but I do genuinely love. I was a fan of yours even before we met in person, and I was watching what you guys were doing, because I genuinely do believe you guys are changing the trajectory of what it is that's happening within restaurants. I love what Sean is doing. I know a mutual friend of ours, the team that wrote Delivering the Digital Restaurant. Carl Osborne and Meredith Sandlin, they are fantastic. They have, you know, kind of this whole idea of digital and in-person really, really mapped out in both of their books. And if you haven't already found who they are, they're doing some really, really amazing stuff on the restaurant side.
Absolutely. Love their book. Love them. Excited to have them back on the podcast to talk about their new book. And how do people find and follow you, CBS, the podcast?
Yeah. So my podcast is at restauranttechnologyguys.com. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, so you can always find Jeremy Julian on LinkedIn. And then the website for North Star is cbsnorthstar.com. My cell phone number's on there. My Twitter handle's on there. Not as active on Twitter as I am on LinkedIn, but connect with us. We'd love to see what we can do to help, because at the end of the day, it's all about helping. And if that means we're selling you a product, great. And if it means we're referring you to somebody else that can help with a business problem you have, we'd love the opportunity to share.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, for not just being a good technology guy, but for being a good human, today's ovation goes to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Give an Ovation.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate you having me.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and as always, remember to give someone in your life an ovation today.